2014 brought the Walter Palmer Leadership Learning Partners Charter School to the end of its rope as the board votes to permanently close its doors on New Year's Eve. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, it means more than 1,500 Philadelphia students have been displaced this year from closing charters.
The writing was on the wall. Once the PA Supreme Court ruled against Palmer last spring, saying it couldn't charge the district for students it enrolled above its agreed-to cap, the math quickly turned against Palmer's favor. With close to 1,300 students, the school simply couldn't operate on payments for roughly half that number. Add to that that the court ruled that Palmer must fork over $1.5 million in back payments, and it wasn't hard to see what would eventually occur.
The Supreme Court was wrong, was patently wrong.
Walter Palmer, the school's founder, says he only signed the enrollment cap under duress.
This flawed court made a flawed determination when they claimed that we had not abided by a contract. Contract 101, offer, acceptance, and mutual assent. There was no mutual assent. It was either sign it or you won't have a school.
That argument won the day for years in the lower courts, but rulings this year have made it obsolete. The school brought enrollment within the cap in October by shuttering its high school and trimming its elementary school, causing uproar among parents. But the school's board said it still simply couldn't afford to continue.
I have lost sleep. I've taken so much time off from work.
West Philadelphia parent Jihan Pauling says the entire ordeal has been a major hardship, saying her second grader has suffered.
How do you explain to a seven-year-old that your school is closing and what makes it so bad? He already knew. He was on his third teacher. The teachers were quitting left and right on us.
Despite a dismal academic record, Palmer earned praise from some parents for its safe and welcoming culture. The district says Palmer parents can enroll their children in its schools immediately through its web portal. It will also host a series of enrollment sessions this week at its North Broad headquarters. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.